Good evening, Pastor Schaefer here. It is Wednesday, prayer meeting night, so I have the guys on the phone with me, and we're going to take turns praying. As far as I know, everyone in the church is doing well. No one has the virus, and thank the Lord for his protection. And my daughter's family is basically over it. Louie's going to go back to work tomorrow, so we praise the Lord for that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your protection on our church. Thank you for watching over us, Lord. So far, no one has contracted the virus, and we just praise you for that. We do have some people that we've been praying for. We think of Gail's cousin's son, Bill, and I don't know the situation, but we do pray for him, Lord, for healing, and if he's not saved, for his salvation. We think of Bonnie, who has had to work on a COVID floor at New Britain Hospital. We pray for your protection on her. We think of Debbie Conklin's dad, who is not doing well. He's in the nursing home, and people in that nursing home have the virus. And Debbie is going in there tonight, Lord. I just pray for her, keep her safe, and give her your grace as she has to deal with that situation. And we think of the pastor's son that we've been praying for, Jonathan. He passed away overnight. And so we pray for the family, Lord, that you would console them during this difficult time of grief that they're facing. And then we think of Stacy McCarroll, the mother and the grandmother that both have COVID in that family. We pray for them. And pray for the Davenport family and the loss of the brother, Eugene. And then we think of Salathia, whose uncle Henry died from COVID. And we pray for the family, Juanita Giles, who is having a tough time with it, and also the grandkids. Just be with them. And we think of this man, Danny, too, who had a heart attack, Lord. We pray that you would raise him up, Jim Hall's brother. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to protect us from the virus. We pray that it would go away very soon, Lord, and that we'd be able to start church. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, as we pray to you and worship you in prayer, I wish that you would give a hedge around the members of this church and their families, keep their families healthy, keep them from the coronavirus, and the ones that have the COVID virus, that they would come through this with very little symptoms and heal their bodies. I pray for Lou and his family and their health issues, that they can come to full health. And I praise the Lord for Lou being able to go back to work. I pray for the economy to return to its fullness. There are many people out of work. I'm praising you for being able to still be working, and I praise you for knowing that my family is still working. I pray for the many people that are unemployed and are still relying on you to provide what only you can provide. I ask for protection with Debbie and the issue with her father. I pray for Bonnie and all the first responders and nurses and doctors that are dealing with this virus. Please keep them in good health, and that this coronavirus will plateau and decline. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this time to come to you and pray this week. Lord, I pray that you would just watch over everybody in the church who has any sickness, any type of illness, to heal them, Lord. Heal them and bring them back to their original health. Also, Lord, protect us all with a hedge around us so you may just ward off this disease going on today. Lord, we know it's you're doing to make it firemen, the workers at different places, stores, grocery stores. Just protect them all, Lord. Keep them safe. Also, Lord, I just pray that you would just watch over our family, all our families, and keep them healthy and bring us through this this trial with the best of everything. We pray this all in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we continue our prayers, Lord, we pray for the again, for the doctors, nurses, ambulance drivers, people working in the grocery stores, and volunteers giving out food, and got the policemen, the firemen, different organizations out there working, Lord. May you watch over them and protect them from the virus. Lord, we pray for Pastor Schaefer and his family, and the churches, and missionaries out in the field. Others out there, may you put a hedge around them and protect them from the different virus out there. It's messing up everything. We pray for our nations all over the world. Father, may you send the virus away. Lord, heal us. Lord, forgive us. Forgive our country. Forgive all the countries throughout the world. Lord, we repent. Lord, clean this all up for us, if it be your will. We pray that you have a revival in this world. May people come to Jesus as a personal Savior. May people realize that, Father, you run the show, Lord, and they need to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. We pray for the people at work, people waiting in lines for the food, that are many people out of food, they're out of jobs. May, like we said before, Lord, get our country back open again. May you be with President Trump, his administration. May you help them make the right decisions for opening up the country again. Be with the different governors that have to make a decision. May we find a cure for this virus. Only he can give us the cure for that. Lord, may people just put a blessing on the people. May they stop worrying. The people that are saved should not be worrying anyways. But we are concerned about this virus and the effect it had on people. Many people have died. And Lord, we know you have everything under control. All we can say, Lord, is that we all stay safe, we stay at home, and not to get depressed, stay away from the TV set and all this news that they keep putting on us. Lord, we just thank you for our salvation. Lord, and continue to take care of us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, guys. And we'll try to do this again next week. So God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Take it easy.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to sign off now. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow with another Bible study. And just hang in there. And I pray for everyone that we'll just keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus. So have a great night. God bless. Goodbye.